All right. Hello, hello, my wonderful friends out here on podcast land, in podcast land, and all those that will be listening on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, either way. Anyway, we're just glad to be with you tonight. I'm so glad to be able to share with you something that's been on my heart, something that has really spoken to me. I really believe it'll be a blessing to your life. I wrote a book not long ago called My Magnificent Obsession, Finding Jesus. And of course, the book is talking about Jesus, who is my magnificent obsession, who is the passion and desire of my heart and my life to know Jesus. I want to know him. I want to be like him. I want to bless him. I want to honor him. And I want his life to shine through my life. I want others to see Jesus in me. But I want to talk to you today about the goodness of God. About the goodness of God. How good God is. I think it's especially important that we talk about these things today. In the day and the hour that we live in, with situations going the way they're going, circumstances the way they are in the world today, with a lot of suffering, a lot of pain, a lot of hardship, a lot of struggle, a lot of difficulty, a lot of confusion, a lot of fear, a lot of hopelessness and despair. And, you know, we need to hear a little good news. And I want to share with you the best news today that I could share with you, and that is this: God is good. God is good. You may be going through the worst season of your life, but God is good. You may be fighting sickness in your body, but God is good. You may be struggling to keep your head above water financially, but God is good. You may have lost your best friend, but God is good. You may have just got the worst doctor's report in your entire life, but God is good. And it's so important, my friend, in these times, especially in these times that we're living in, that you keep this before your eyes, you keep this in your heart, and rehearse it, and think about it, talk about it to yourself, meditate on it. That's what talk about it to yourself means. Mutter and speak to yourself over and over about the goodness of God. God is good. It would help you, I think. I think it would really help you. Throughout the day, to remind yourself, God is good, God is good, God is good. No matter what you're looking at, what the situations are, God is good. And I know that when you're going through very, very difficult places, that is in itself a statement of faith and an act of faith on your part, just to declare that God is good. I don't feel like it, but God is good. It doesn't look like it in my circumstances, but God is good. I don't have two nickels to rub together right now, but God is good. The doctors gave me the worst report I've ever had, but God is good. That takes a lot of faith. I know that. I'm not minimizing that for one minute. I know it takes a lot of faith. But my friend, let it be established in your heart, in your life, that we serve a good God. That the God we serve is a loving Father, and he knows what you're going through, and he cares about what you're going through today. The Bible says in Psalms 34:8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." I love that. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Not that the Lord has goodness, or the Lord can be good, but that the Lord is good. He is good. He's good, just like he's love. God is love. God is also good. Hallelujah, friends. God is good. Oh, let it be on your tongue. Let it be in your heart. Let it be in your mouth. God is good. Psalms 145, 5 through 7. "I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness." Listen, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. That's what he says we should do. We should abundantly utter. That abundantly means a lot. It means a lot. It means overflow. It means a lot. It means more than just a little bit and just barely, some. Abundantly is a great supply. He says, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. Oh, I want to be that one. I want to be one of those who abundantly utters the memory of the great goodness of God. Now, I can tell you, friends, as I'm sitting here today, that God has been good to me. God has been good to me. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that my life has been perfect and that I've never had no troubles, I've never had no trials, I've never been sick, I never have went through anything, I never went through financial problems or difficulties, I never had any relationship problems. I wish I could tell you that, but if I did, I would be lying to you. And so I'm not going to lie to you. I've been through some stuff. I've been through some financial problems. I've been through some physical problems. I've been through some relational problems. I've been through some stuff. I know what it is to scrape the bottom. I know what it is to hurt. I know what it is to struggle. I know what it is to be sick and feel like you're going to die. In 2011, the devil told me, he said, I'm going to kill you. And my friend, he really did try. And for about a year, I went through a great, great fiery trial. In fact, I wrote about it. I wrote a book about it called The Trial by Fire, A Trial by Fire. And I really did go through a trial by fire. But here I am, 2020, and God is still good. God is still good, and he's still blessing. He's still working his wonders in my life. And now I get to be here behind this microphone speaking to you, trying to encourage you and tell you today how good our God is. Hallelujah. Can somebody just bless him? Bless him right now. Woo-hoo-hoo, hallelujah. Yes, amen. Thank you for those hand claps. He deserves it. He deserves it. Oh, we serve a great God, don't we? Don't we serve a great God? Now, the Bible says in Psalms 105, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalms 107, 8 and 9, 8 through 9. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Psalms 143 and 10 said, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. I think today, my friend, that it's very telling and very interesting to me that the person in the Bible who had the greatest revelation on praise of anybody who ever lived, I should say anybody in the Bible, but of anybody in the Bible, the person who had the greatest revelation on praise also had the greatest revelation on the goodness of God. Could it possibly be that his revelation and his experience and his heart for praise came forth from his revelation concerning the goodness of God? I believe that's possible. I believe that's absolutely what happened. David had such a revelation of how good God is and how good God was to him that it produced a heart of praise, and it produced a praise that came from his heart. And so David had a tremendous revelation of praise, on praise, but he also had a tremendous revelation of the goodness of God, the goodness of God. No one spoke more about the goodness of God than David. He had a revelation. Listen to David. He said in Psalms 135 and 3, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. It's interesting that God's goodness and praise go together. What is he saying? He's saying that the thought on the goodness of God, when you think about the goodness of God, it should evoke praises from your heart. Oh, hallelujah. When I think of his goodness, somebody wrote a song, when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I want to dance, 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 dance all night. I want to praise, praise, praise all night. I want to sing, sing, sing all night when I think of his goodness. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so glad that you joined us today so I could share this with you. Thank you for coming in today. Psalms 144, 1 and 2, David said, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness, he says, you're my goodness and my fortress. You're my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. David said, God, you're my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever heard anybody say that? I've said it myself. Oh, my goodness. But do you realize he is my goodness? I don't even have no goodness without him. If there's any good in me whatsoever, it came from him. All goodness, as a matter of fact, all goodness finds its source in God, because God is the only one who's good. But the Bible declares there's none good but one, and that is God. Any goodness that you see or experience coming from my heart, my life, it came from God, because I have no goodness of my own. I'm grateful today for the goodness of God. There's one indisputable, undeniable, irrefutable, unalterable truth. It marches across the pages of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and it is this: God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, friend, thank you for being with me so I can share this with you today. The economy may be failing, but God is good. You may be going through the greatest, darkest trial of your life, but God is good. You may be fighting sickness in your body today, but God is good. Your marriage may be failing, headed for the rocks, but God is good. You may have just gotten notified that your company is downsizing. They've got to let you go, but God is good. You may be struggling, as I said, to keep your head above water financially, but God is good. You may have been stabbed in the back by your best friend today, but God is good. Your ministry may be under attack, character assassination, but God is still good. You may be going through a fire that's seven times hotter than the three Hebrew boys walked through, but God is still good. You may be going through a lion's den today where the lions are meaner and hungrier and bigger than they were in Daniel's den, but God is still good. May have just got, as I said earlier, the worst doctor's report of your life, and yet, friend, God is still good. He's still good. You just have to excuse me for just a minute. I just felt that coming up out of my spirit. He is good. Must be established. You must establish this in your heart, in your mind. It must become the underlying foundational truth of your life that you build your life on. God is good. God is good. The Holy Spirit said, I want you to go remind my people to get their focus back on my goodness. Get their focus back on my goodness and my desire to manifest that goodness in their life, in their behalf. So many people right now, so many bad things are happening that it's so easy for us to lose sight of the goodness of God. And then God says, go remind my people that I'm good. Go remind them that not only am I good, but I want to manifest my goodness in their behalf. Oh, friend, don't you want him to do that? I do. Aren't you glad that he's that kind of a father? He's that kind of a God? He is your father, which means he's your provider. He's Jehovah Jireh, which means my provider. He's my caretaker. He's the one that watches over me. He's the one that tells me what to do. He's the one that protects me. He gives me direction. He gives me instruction. He gives me correction. He's my father. He loves me. He loves you today. And he is good. He's good. Our country may be going through the worst time that's ever been through in our history, and yet God is good. Going through something we've never experienced in our lives, and yet still, friend, God is good. The gas prices may go to $20 a gallon. Bread may go to $15 a loaf, but God is good. God is still good. It doesn't matter what happens. God is good. It doesn't change who God is. It doesn't change who God is. I have to say this because this is something that it really is difficult to take sometimes, why bad things happen to good people. And yet we know it's true. We know that it's very true that bad things happen to good people. You know, just being a good person does not exempt you from hard places and hard things in life. Bad things happen to good people. Life isn't always good, but God is always good. People aren't always good to us, But God is always good. You may not always feel good. Everything in your physical life, your natural life, may not be perfect. And yet God is still good. Oh, hallelujah. He's still good. Psalms 107 and 9 said, "For he satisfies the longing soul, and he fills the hungry soul with goodness." See, friend, God is always good. The danger we face, and I'm going to tell you this because I'm human and I know what I deal with in my own humanity. The danger we face is when circumstances are good, we easily say, "Oh God, you're so good." It's so easy for us to praise his goodness and magnify his goodness when everything is going in our favor. But the problem is that when circumstances change, and when we're on the downside, and when things aren't looking good, and things are hard, and things are difficult, that then we have a tendency to call into question his love and his concern for us. And that's the danger we face, that we estimate God's goodness with our circumstances, and we equate them as being the same. And they're not the same, because regardless of what your circumstances are today, never doubt God is good. Never doubt. God never promised us that we would never have a problem and we never go through the valley of the shadow of death. He never promised us that. He promised to go with us through those places. He promised to go with us through the valley of the shadow of death. He promised to be with us in the lion's den. He promised to go with us through the fiery furnace. He promised to go with us through the rivers. The Bible says, "Though you walk through the rivers, they will not overflow you. And though you pass through the fire, thou wilt not be burnt, for I will be with you. And the flame won't kindle upon you." See, he said, "You're going to go through some stuff, but I'm going to be there." Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness today. Thank you for your goodness. He said, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee." That's Psalms 31 and 19. See, I believe today, the order of the day for us together today, and for this broadcast and this podcast today, this episode, is to remind you of the goodness of God. To remind you. To lift up your eyes. The Bible says, "Lift up your eyes and look to the hills from whence cometh your help." Your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so today, for just a few moments as I bring this thing to a close, I just wanted to redirect your attention to the goodness of God. The goodness of God. You know, there's a song we used to sing. It said, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Friend, God is good. God is good. If I could do anything today, I would just hope that I could help to lift your eyes up just a little higher, beyond the problems, beyond the bad reports, beyond the circumstances, beyond all the hard places and the pain that you're experiencing right now. And I'm not minimizing it one bit, and I'm not trying to pretend like it's not real, because I know that it's real, and I know people, many, many, many people are going through some very, very difficult places. And yet I am compelled by God to tell you that he loves you, and that he is good. God is good. God is good. Things might not always be good, but God is good. Circumstances might not always be good, but God is good. Never forget it, my friend. Let it be your mantra. Let it be your meditation, and let it be upon your, you know, the Bible said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Put that on your mouth. Put that on your tongue. God is good. All right, my friends, thank you for being with us. This is Pastor Terry, Higher Life Ministries, and we appreciate you so much. Have a blessed day in Jesus. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.